The critically endangered Western Beautiful Fire Tail has been found using revegetated habitat in the Hills Fluorio thanks to a large-scale planting over the past 5 years. Regional ecologist Luke Price joins me to tell us more about the Hills Fluorio Landscape Board's Back from the Brink project. Hi, Luke.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And it sounds like the project's working. Tell us more about it.
Quite exciting for us. The revegetation that we're doing is quite targeted, so it's targeted for a very specific group of species that rely on the same habitat, which is heath. The revegetation is one of major components of the Hills and Fluorio Landscape Board's Back from the Brink project. That project's funded by the federal government's National Landcare Program. And essentially what we're doing is recreating suitable habitat for threatened bird species associated with closed shrublands. And this habitat type sort of includes heathy woodlands and swamps. But it's part of a much larger project. Back from the Brink is a small team of us essentially working on reducing the extinction risk of over 39 nationally threatened species and a nationally threatened ecological community called the Swamps of the Fluorio Peninsula. But specifically, this work with the heath revegetation aims to reduce the extinction risk of three main species of high priority threatened bird species. So those are the Mount Lofty Ranges chestnut-rumped heath wren, the Mount Lofty Ranges southern emu, and of course the beautiful firetail finch that we've just spoke about. But essentially, why we have to do it is due to there's been significant declines caused by habitat loss from historical land clearance. These species were identified as priorities for habitat restoration in the Mount Lofty Ranges in a landscape assessment framework in 2011.
So tell us more about this, because I've never heard of it before, the Western Beautiful Firetail. Tell us about it.
I guess what's significant for us about it is that it's an area-sensitive species. And that just means that it needs very large areas of habitat to find all the resources it needs, and food and nesting sites and that sort of thing, to successfully breed and persist. And it's also the smallest species of the firetail finch family, and it's quite stunning, really. It's a bright crimson red bill, black face mask, and these finely barred feathers across its body. Yeah, so it's
sounds gorgeous.
Over the last 30 years, it's declined in both range and abundance, and it's now really only detectable populations in Deep Creek National Park and surrounding land, and Cox Scrub Conservation Park, and it's also on Kangaroo Island, but over 50% of its habitat was burnt there in 2019-20 bushfires.
With me at the moment is regional ecologist Luke Price. We're talking about some large-scale planting that's been happening, helping bring back some extraordinary species, some endangered species like the Western Beautiful Firetail. So, Luke, is this sort of revegetation, it seems like it's a really massive, large-scale effort. Is it something where, you know, you have to go back and try to recreate what the environment was like, you know, 100 years ago?
No, it's a bit unique in that aspect. So essentially, because we need to do this at scale and it's very targeted, what we're doing is we're, so say for example, your traditional revegetation might include things like an overstory, a midstory and an understory, and there'll be a lot of eucalypts and that sort of thing, whereas we're trying to create heath, so there's an absence of eucalypts when you go into a revegetation site, so it's really quite stark compared to what you might see elsewhere. And it's really about getting the structure and function right, not trying to replace what was once there. So we're trying to get an ecosystem functioning so that it can have the food resources and the habitat structure that will support a very specific group of species. So essentially we're trying to manage for complexity. We're trying to do it at scale and as cheaply as possible. So we're macro-managing it. We're not micromanaging it, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, right. So will this have broader positive implications for the ecological environment?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Restoring functional ecosystems at scale has huge flow-on effects, particularly for those species that depend on those ecosystems. So numerous other flora and fauna species will benefit from the habitat that's created. Off the top of my head, I can think southern brown bandicoots, South Australian bassoon thrush, they're both nationally listed species. The heath goanna, which occurs in those areas as well, that's regionally endangered. Lots will, but we've still got a long way to go, obviously, with getting the amount of habitat that we need in there.
So where to next with the project?
The estimates for what we need is we need about 11,000 hectares of additional heath based on some unpublished data from one of our ecologists. We have about 11,000 hectares and we need an additional 14,000 hectares. And so some work was done essentially to look at a minimum viable population estimate for these beautiful firetails, which is the most area sensitive species. So we need about a total of 25,000 hectares. So there's a long way to go. We'll continue expanding the habitat through revegetation. There's also a fire planning tool being developed by the board, Department for Environment and Water and National Parks, called the Dynamic Fire and Biodiversity Tool. And that will essentially help the fire management programs with their burn planning so they can maximise the optimal habitat for this suite of declining species. And that will in turn help maximise the population sizes and ultimately help reduce their extinction risk. But yeah, essentially for our component of the project, we're hoping to find more funds to start work on more revegetation and recreate more habitat across several hundred more hectares over the next few years.
Oh, fabulous. Well, thank you so much for joining us to tell us all about it, Luke Price.
Oh, no worries at all, Jenny. Thank you very much.